News. Levi, who just got baptized, is also engaged to be married to Brianne Tamaki Chu, Levi Bissell. Like, they set a new high bar for where to get engaged. That's the Amalfi Coast in Sorrento in Italy. I think that's why they were there. They thought this is a great time to make that decision. I think it's really good. Congratulations. On another note of congratulations, a shout out to Lawrence Dunks. Lawrence Dunks was recently awarded, after a long journey, his engineering certificate. Can we give it up? A shout out for Lawrence. We are so proud of you, brother. Woo! So good. So good. I want to say we got a special guest in the house today. Our member of parliament for our neighborhood is actually here, Zoe Royer. Zoe, would you stand up? Can we give Zoe a huge Hillside welcome today? Zoe and I are friends. We've been at many events over the years in her many different roles, being a city councilor, a school trustee, and now our member of parliament. Thank you for serving. We appreciate you. And Zoe, I want to tell you this. We pray for you. We pray for our government leaders, and we're cheering you on. And so thank you for all that you do to serve our community. Isn't that great? Can we give her a hand? So good. So this is kind of not a typical normal Sunday morning, but for those of you who are new, normally we would actually dive into Scripture, do a little bit of a sermon, but instead we're going to hear some exciting initiatives, first from Pastor Christine, who's our new pastor of community. What a great gift to us. And then Pastor Kevin will come up, who's now been, we've changed his title to associate pastor, but he has still youth and young adults as part of his portfolio. And then I'll wrap up after they speak with a short word of encouragement in Scripture. First of all, our Alpha course is starting in a couple weeks, and Pastor Christine's going to come up and talk about that in a minute. But before that, we're going to hear a story of someone's experience of Alpha, someone, a Hillsider, who went to our Alpha last time around, and this is going to be her story.
My boyfriend, Alex, he has been attending Hillside for a while now, and when he heard about the course, he immediately thought of me because I'm not religious, and since Alpha is all about having questions and just kind of exploring Christianity, he thought that it would be a good idea for me to join and see that there are people who have questions too. So at first I didn't want to go because I thought I was just gonna get into an argument with like a bunch of Christians, but when I, the first day of Alpha, it was like completely different. Everybody was so open, everybody was so kind, and that just changed my whole trajectory of how I thought Alpha would be. I think my favorite part was when we were divided into small groups. That was the time whereby I really got to know everybody and everybody got to know me. At first I was ashamed to say that I'm not Christian because it felt like everybody's gonna look at me funny or judge me. But everybody was like so nice to me, and I felt like no one even remembered that I wasn't Christian because it was like we were just a community. I would say that to go in with an open mind and to allow yourself to be wrong when you are wrong and to be right when you are right, because there are some things that you may not know about the religion or you may not know about God that somebody else is going to share with you. And then again, you're also going to share what you know.
Yeah, we can totally clap for that. Such an incredible opportunity for us to hear how God, Alpha has been happening here for a long, long, long time. I think it's over 20 years that Alpha has been happening here, and people have been able to bring their questions and to live in community and, to walk out faith. And whatever that looks like as they're walking through. And so we talk a lot about inviting people to Alpha, but I wanted to give you a bit of a note on what you were inviting them into. We heard a little bit from Marsh, she did an incredible job. Yeah. So it's 9 weeks long. So every Wednesday, starting September 24th, all the way to November 19th, from 6:30 to 8:30, we are going to be meeting here at the church. We'll start with a meal together, which is just such a gift. I love food. I'm a lover of food. And you know what? We can love food together, and it's a great time to connect and to get to know people. After a meal together, we gather to do some video teaching. So pretty much those big questions. Hey, who is God? Who is Jesus? Some of those big questions about Christianity. And then I loved how Marsh had mentioned this small group component to it. So you don't have to get up in front like this and be like, hey, this is what I think. It's small group, informal, opportunity to get to know each other and walk alongside each other. Okay. So if you have never done Alpha, I want to encourage you to do Alpha. It's an incredible opportunity for you to work through any questions you may have. I have been a follower of Jesus for 30 years, which sounds like I'm old, but I don't think I'm old yet. Maybe I'm young at heart, but I still have questions. And what I found is that when we're honest with the questions that we have, God meets us and he speaks to us. And it has been a gift in my life to be able to bring God the questions that I have. And doing that in community is such a gift. Now, if you've already done Alpha, I would love for you to consider joining a life group. And I want to give you three really quick reasons why life groups are awesome. The first one is that friendship is beautiful and great. And we have this opportunity where we gather together on Sundays, but we only give you 3 minutes. We give you 3 minutes, and that's just not long enough to make friends. And so joining a life group is a great opportunity for you to get to know other people in our church family. And the beautiful thing is that friendship turns into family. That's been my experience. So life is more fun with friends. Join a life group. The number two, opportunity to go deeper with God. So we learn from each other. When we walk together, we learn from each other. And the thing that I've noticed is that when you come together, as people gather together to pray and reflect on Scripture, similar with Alpha, is that knowledge isn't just added, it's multiplied. And so when we live in community, as we gather together to learn more about God, we get to, it's like a multiplication, not an addition. So that's number two. Number three, life together is God's way. And it's this interesting thing is when we see Jesus' final words, earthly words to his disciples, there's this assumption that we're doing things together. So Jesus says, surely I am with you. That the Greek, super clear, is plural. When he says, go and make disciples, that's plural. Go and baptize, plural. Go and instruct, plural. There's this assumption that we are doing life together. And a Christian life is a communal life. Communion with God and communion with people. And so, those are my three very quick reasons that you should join a life group. Now, how do you register for Alpha and life groups? Life groups, if you take a look at the chair in front of you, there is a red card. Please feel free to take that and you can register at home. If you want to do it here and you have a cell phone, we have QR codes for Alpha and for life groups. Please sign up. We would love for you to get connected either at Alpha or life groups. And that is all from me. And I am inviting up Kevin. So here we go, Kevin!
Awesome. Thanks, Christine. I have like so much to say. And I just started my timer because I have very little time to say it. So I get the privilege of working with the youth here at Hillside, and also the privilege of getting to meet with all of the other youth pastors in the cities. And that means I am in this rare opportunity of getting to hear so many stories about what God is doing in the lives of teenagers everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed that, but we've just had like teenagers showing up at our church, some of them dragging their parents to church. And that is unusual, but not with God. And I get to hear like lots of these stories, and as people have been investigating what on earth is going on, it seems that God is moving in the lives of young people in our nation. And that's not a thing that we're just saying because it would be a cool thing to say. It's actually just the data is there. Barna has kind of classified this generation as the open generation. There's just an intense curiosity for questions of faith. There's good news from Jesus that the good news of the world doesn't seem to be answering. And that is really exciting. And so one thing that is being on the hearts of people all over the country has been this desire to gather together as the churches across the nation, call that just the capital C church, and just pray. There are 4,911 high schools in the country, and Alpha has actually thought, well, what if we just made sure we all were praying for one of those schools so that every one of those schools is covered? Now, like I said, I get to partner with the other youth pastors in this city, and we're kind of strategizing, like, what if every church owned a high school and we just kind of adopted that school and we just made it our high school? Because there's a long list, even within the Tri-Cities, to pray for. Proximity-wise and relationship-wise, we've had a really good relationship with Centennial. And so this year, we are inviting our church. In fact, it's too late, we already committed us. We told Alpha, you know who's gonna take care of Centennial? Hillside. So now it's on you. If you don't pray for Centennial, you're the ones who are supposed to pray for Centennial. So you're welcome. And we don't need to, like, you can pray for the other schools in our cities, but know that there's other churches who are also being told, no, you're in charge of this school. So that's really exciting. I'm very excited to see what is going to come from us asking God, would you move? So I'd invite you. We're going to give you some resources and remind you to be praying, and we'll be praying together as a community for a few things. And actually, rather than list those things so you remember them, why don't we pray those things? So would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for Centennial Secondary School that has been a fixture of this community, that has trained many in this room up to their careers to be formed. Thank you for the excellent teachers who have poured their lives into the students there. Thank you for the good work that they do. Lord, would you prosper this school? Lord, we also pray for the students there who are asking big questions of life. May they find good answers to those questions. And Lord, we think of even from our own community, the starting up of some like Alpha clubs and Bible study clubs in this school. Lord, would you bring favor to those conversations? Lord, knowing that we're not on some usurping, subversive journey to try and get into the schools, but rather we're just meeting, our students are meeting other students who just have questions. Lord, as they have space to ask questions, would you bless them? Lord, help us to remember them in our prayers. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. We're like really committed to trying to see what God is doing in this next generation. And one of the things that we are recognizing, again, as the churches across the country, is the need to create pathways for people to go into ministry and follow God's call in ministry. And I am really excited to like announce to you the start of a pilot project that we're doing at Hillside, where we have brought on a pastoral apprentice for the year. And so I'd like to invite Tristan Bastien, who many of you may know from a few years ago. Tristan, come on up. You can ask him more questions at the barbecue. But Tristan's family joined us like 3 years ago and then moved back to Ottawa. And Tristan has now moved back from Ottawa to join us. He is being graciously welcomed to be hosted by one of our Hillside families to cover his room and board. We're covering some of his education so he can get some university credits. And basically, those of you who are in trades, you know, you kind of just have an apprenticeship. You just follow along the person who is doing the job you want to do to see what they do and learn how to do it. And so for better or worse, Tristan gets to follow me around for the next year and figure out what I do and how I do it and hopefully give me a lot of better ways to do it. We're so excited to have Tristan here with us. And I am so excited to see this young man who's actually discerning, I wonder if God's called me into ministry, and I want to see if that's where he's asked me to be. So Tristan, just like briefly, why don't I just hear a little bit about you, give some people some things to ask you. What sort of things do you like to do in life?
I'll be quick, because obviously you have like a timer going on. How much time do you have? All right, yeah, so what was the question again?
What do you like to do?
Okay, yeah. So, back home, I have some friends, and we love to meet up together, do whatever, you know, boys be boys, so we do things that I'm probably, you know, there's a government agent here, so I won't say all of them. You know, but yeah, so personally, you know, the things I keep, you know, to myself would be more like, you know, I draw. So I'm just in my room, right, making comic books or what, or I read somewhat, but yeah, just nothing, yeah, I like it. So I also love to share my faith through the works I make. So I have some friends here and there that don't necessarily know Jesus like I do, so I try and introduce him to them through the stories I make. It's kind of working, you know. It's like they're interested in the characters, I guess. But yeah, anyways, it's really nice. But yeah, that's what I like to do.
Fantastic. Just so you know, we've like deeply vetted him. So he is hilarious, but he's also good. So quickly, tell us one thing you're excited about for this year.
Oh my gosh. So the reason I'm here, right, is to learn, is to grow, and it's to be put in an environment I'm just not used to right away, and to just take as much in as I can, right? So I have under a year to become as educated and as God-centered as I can be, and it's, yeah, that's kind of, yeah, it's my focus so far, because I'm far from home. I'm far from my parents, my friends, my girlfriend. It's kind of tough so far, but of course I'm here to learn and to grow, and God is going to sharpen me with time and with like amazing opportunities like with what I'm presented right now. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Fantastic. And what's one thing we can pray for you for?
Yeah, to turn me into like a sponge of just knowledge, you know, just like to intake just everything. So, and to give me the courage. I don't know if I'm talking really loud into the mic.
You're good.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah, to give me the courage and the wisdom to be able to take opportunities when God presents them to me and take the right ones. So, because again, I'm an apprentice and I'm here to learn. So I want to do that as best as I can. So.
Awesome. Would we give it up for Tristan? And please. You'll see a lot more of him over this next year, and you can pray for him as you see him like trying to figure out, as she follows me along and sees what I'm doing, so yeah. You can take a seat. So we're really excited about what youth ministry is gonna look like this year, and I just wanna let you know, like, we have a youth program that is kicking off this coming Friday, so the 12th of September, and our youth program is for students from grade 6 to 12, and on Friday nights, we have a middle school program and a high school program that meets from 7 to 9. So if you're in grade 6 to 12, come from 7 to 9 every Friday. And we would love to, it would be great if you wanted to register ahead of time so you can get all your information, but you can show up on the Friday night and register there, and we'd love to have you. And we have a couple other things that go on in the life of our youth group. On Sunday mornings at 10:30 in the morning, this will also start next week, we have a high school pre-service brunch. So you come to the 11, if you come to the 11 a.m. service, because most of the high schoolers do, we have brunch at 10:30 a.m. You can stay after the first if you want. 10:30 a.m., we meet downstairs, we have brunch together, and then we all come upstairs and we sit through the service kind of right in that section. So those are the high school crew will hang out there, and you can come and join us at any time for that. And then middle school, if you're in middle school, which is grades 6 to 8 here in the Tri-Cities, we have a class every Sunday in the second service where we have donuts, and we discuss kind of the same thing that's going on up here, but kind of in a middle school fashion. So I would love to invite you, if you're in that age category, you have kids who are, to come join us then. Tristan's not going to do all the work for youth ministry this year, and we also need you. So we have a great need for volunteers, both for volunteer leaders, who are like mentors, who just, you come every week and hang out with teenagers and tell them a little bit about what God's done in your life, and more excitingly, hear what God's doing in their life. And you just get to witness that. So, like, why wouldn't you do that? If you're interested in that, come talk to me. We also really, last year I made most of the brunches, and I set up the fire alarm once. So it'd be helpful if we added to that team a little bit. So if you're interested in helping out with brunch or with our snacks on Friday nights, I would love to talk to you. So you can find me anywhere around, and I'll set you up with that. Hand it off to Derwin.
Thanks, Kevin. Isn't that encouraging? I love the fact that all the great things, Tristan, what a miracle. That this was like an uncertainty for many, many months, and it just kind of emerged, and here you are. We're so thrilled. And Centennial, the opportunity to connect with that school, so good. I literally am supposed to be done this moment, and I don't want to make Lynn mad, who's kind of cheering the hospitality team. But I do want to tell you just very quickly, okay? So I had a 5-minute message that I'm going to turn into a 1-minute message, okay? You ready? So buckle up. Probably the most common thing, in fact, this summer, early in the summer, I was talking to one of our high school kids, and they said to me, Derwin, how do you hear God? And it was like we were having about a 30-second interaction, and we had time for maybe another 30 seconds, and I'm like, well, I'll tell you what. We're going to do a preaching series this fall on hearing God, and you come for that. We are doing a series on using a number of resources, but we'll be actually looking at Pete Gregg's excellent book, How to Hear God for Normal People. We're going to have those books on hand here next week. They're $20, excellent resource. And so if you would like to pick one of those up, we'll be studying in our life groups. There'll be a video class as well in our life groups. And this is just an excellent book. By the way, it's a simple guide for normal people, and it's even for abnormal people. So we're like, everyone's welcomed onto this. But it wasn't just this high schooler who asked that question. It is actually one of the most common questions I get asked is, how do I know it's God? Does God still speak? How do I hear God? And so we're going to go on a journey. We believe fundamentally in this church that God still speaks in all kinds of ways. And we're going to explore this fall. We're going to dive in, not this next Sunday, but the Sunday after is when we're going to launch our series. We're going to dive into the many different ways God speaks. He speaks through Jesus, through Scripture. He speaks through quiet. He speaks through creation. He speaks through prophecy. And we'll spend a couple weeks, because we haven't done a deep dive on prophecy for a long time. We'll ask good questions about that in the middle of our series. I think this is going to be an excellent opportunity for us to grow as we consider, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Because what did Jesus say to his disciples? Jesus said, first of all, that in John 10, that he was a shepherd, and he said this thing. He says, my sheep, that's his disciples, my sheep will know my voice. Which means that for every single one of us, if we're following Jesus, we will know Jesus' voice. Let me conclude with this invitation that I would love to have unpacked this morning, but I'll save it for another morning. I get chances. It's from Isaiah 55. I think this is an invitation for you. I'm going to invite you up, Natasha, to close us in one small refrain. Just maybe open your hearts, open your minds, maybe put your hands in a posture of prayer. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost? Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me, God says, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. So, Lord, we hear your invitation in this passage to listen, that we might connect with you and experience all that our hearts are actually needing or longing for. So would you lead us this fall in all of our journeys, whether it's through Alpha or a life group, through a Bible study, Lord, through all the many ministries that are happening here at Hillside, we ask you to lead us and guide us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.